ago.
All right, Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We get a chance to visit with the bass fishing coach at Mercer County High School. Kids able to get out earlier this week and start fishing in preparation for the IHSA bass fishing sectional, which takes place May the 6th. All right, Aaron Hart, we missed last year. How big of a bummer was that?
We're just getting ready to start too. I think it was March 17th that we got shut down and we had had on our schedule, I think for that week or the next, that we were going to start doing lure building with the kids and, start going through some, equipment issues and getting everybody ready to start fishing. So yeah, we got cut off right before that and it was a bummer. If I remember right, I think we had a pretty big veteran crew, a lot of seniors, and of course they missed out and then graduated. So this year, kind of picking back up and we got 12 or 13, signed up to, you know, fish with the club this year. I think we only had 8 there last night, but kind of a new crew. Got some younger kids in there. And like I said, Evan Kellett, he's the only senior, I think, this year on the squad as of right now. So yeah, we're getting back at it here and trying to get the experience to the new kids so they can kind of learn what this is all about.
Yeah. So then how it works a little bit here for you. So I know we're recording this interview on Wednesday. You got out able to fish at a local pond Tuesday. So basically what happens now is the kids kind of have the opportunity, the 12 to 13 kids, to get in those final spots to fish at the sectional at May the 6th. So kind of how does it work for them?
Well, we came up with this system, myself, Mr. Swank, who's the other coach, and actually Bill Breeden, here back about 7 or 8 years ago. We just had so many kids out that with the sectional format, we can only take 4 kids, between 2 boats. So we developed a point system that they can go out to the farm pond tournaments that we have, and based on, the weight of fish they catch, the number of fish they catch, we have a point system. So we keep that running tally through the 7 or 8 tournaments that we have, in April. And at the end of that, last tournament, we've got a breakdown then of who our top 4 are going to be. So like Evan said, you know, it gives them a little bit of competition amongst themselves as well. And you can really hear it on the banks, especially as it gets down towards the end of the year. They know where they're sitting in the placings and they're really fishing hard and trying to make those top 4 spots.
Yeah, we had Evan Kellett, he's a senior. We had him on our high school sports spotlight program this week talking about the bass fishing program. You brought up lure making and you do the rod building. That's a big part of the program too, right?
Yeah, and again with COVID, we didn't get to the rod building this year, just kind of with the restrictions that were in place. But here last week, now that things have let up a little bit, we were able to do some lure building. The kids were able to put together some spinner baits of different weights and buzz baits, and we had some jigs. So they go through the whole painting process and putting the skirts on and putting whatever type of blades they might want on, you know, if they want a willow blade or a Colorado blade. So they can kind of make them and customize them how they want, depending on conditions that they might be using or what their preference is. So they usually have a really good time with that.
Yeah, and so I know last year, again, like all spring sports, the IHSA State Tournament Series in bass fishing was postponed, and they had a little bit of a realignment in terms of postseason assignments. Now, Mercer County's been going to that Pool 13 up near Savannah, just south of Savannah. It's basically Mississippi River backwater. And last year you were going to go get reassigned and go to Lake McMaster, a new IHSA sectional site for bass fishing, which is in Knox County near Victoria. And it probably, I would assume you'll, now they haven't officially been posted yet, but I assume you'll probably head back to that direction this year. So, I mean, is that beneficial? Do you like the change? I mean, there's quite a difference between, you know, the backwaters of the Mississippi River and then going back to a lake setting. So what about that change this year for you?
Well, I guess that's kind of a split opinion there. We'd been, you know, 6 or 7 years up to Spring Lake there, like you said, on Pool 13, and we had a lot of great help from anglers around here, and we got really used to that body of water, and we had some success. We were right there 2 years ago in fourth place. Thought we were going to get a trip to state, but we just got edged out. But, you know, the average weight up there is about 5 pounds on those fish that the top couple boats are making. So, like I said, we got really used to that body of water, and obviously I think we would like to stay there. But just like any other, you know, state series, I've been through it enough years with golf. You know, you're always playing in a different spot against different teams. And the same thing's happening with bass fishing now because there's so many more schools that are fielding boats that, you know, they have to move things around to try and keep them equal. So Lake McMaster is one that we are not familiar with. It's one that was going to pose a new challenge to us last year. And like you alluded to, I think assumption would be that this year we're going to be assigned to that same Lake McMaster. So, like I said, yeah, we've got our challenges ahead of us come sectional time.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's interesting then, when you go out and take the team out fishing at a farm pond like you did this week, you know, it's basically bank fishing for the kids. But when you get in the postseason, right, it's you get in the boat and go fishing. So, I mean, there's differences with that too, right?
Oh, yeah. You know, you got a lot of younger kids, and maybe they haven't had much experience out of a boat, maybe even some of the older kids. And when you're standing in a boat all day, you got to fish it hard. I mean, you got 8 hours that, you know, if your line's not in the water, you're not catching fish. And when you're standing in a boat, it's a completely different perspective because now you're throwing towards the bank and you're trying to find cover. And you're trying to find those spots that those fish should be hiding out at. And so, yeah, it's a definitely different perspective versus bank fishing. But like I said, with the number of kids that we have, and we try and do two tournaments a week for that point system that we have, it's just so much more convenient for us to go to some of these great farm ponds that we have in Mercer County and get them used to, you know, casting and catching some fish and finding out what works before we go to sectional.
All right. And I've said this before, and I'll continue to bang on the drum here, Mr. Hart. I still say Mercer County needs to be a sectional host off the Mississippi River backwaters, you know, down near DuBoston way. We ever got a chance maybe to get that, you think?
Well, I think that's something I definitely need to probably talk to Mr. Hofer about and see what the availability is. I assume it's like other sports that you have to put in a request to the state for that. I know I've had other people that have asked me over the years. I actually got a phone call last night while the tournament was going on from Jim Peterson. He's the gentleman, actually he's an ex-student of mine, but he's the gentleman that owns the new kind of bait tackle shop down in New Boston that just opened up.
Yeah.
And he was inquiring about that too, wanting to know if there's ever something in the future that we'd be interested in hosting down there. So
let's do it, man.
Yeah, we'll have to stay on that and pursue that and see what we can get done.
The future of fish is here. All right, how many years have you been the bass fishing coach? What, it's over 10 years, right?
Well, I'm going to be probably wrong in this because what is this, the 13th year of consolidation?
Yeah, I always get that mixed up too because we did it like a couple years before consolidation, right?
We did it 1 year before that. So Mr. Swank down at Westmer, and then me and Mr. Breeden were up here at Alito, and we actually did everything together that year. I mean, the kids got together for, you know, practice, and we went fishing together on weekends. And so when we consolidated, there wasn't really much of a change because we'd been doing it for a whole year anyway. But, yeah, the district has been doing bass fishing since its inception at the state level.
All right. Well, I would think that you would have some pretty great stories if we sat down one day and say, let's reflect on the bass fishing program and tell me some of the most enjoyable stories you can recollect over the past 13 or 14 years.
Yeah. Me and Mr. Splank actually started doing that last night when we were sitting there at the tournament going through some of the really funny events or things that have happened and kind of reminiscing a little bit because this is Swank's last year. You know, him and Chaucy are both retiring this year, so, you know, Swank's not going to be bass coach next year. I think if he's around, he's already offered to help as much as he can, but we're going to be looking for, you know, a replacement probably for him next year to help with all this. So yeah, we were telling some good stories last night. We'll have to sit down and share them with some time.
All right. I always like to, you know, when I think about it. Well, I guess the better question would be, too, for you is when you look back at the sport of fishing, how you know, normally when you have this coach, student relationship, it's kind of give and take, and especially with fishing. So they probably learned some stuff from you, but, you know, you're also a good coach if you learn from them. Have you learned some stuff from the kids along the way about fishing where you thought, I never thought about that, and I like what this gal or this guy's doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think if you're doing it the right way, that should always be the case in life. You know, my grandma always said, learn something new every day. And you know, these kids are coming in with a lot of different backgrounds, like Evan said in his interview. You know, growing up fishing with grandpa, and you know, some of these kids get an opportunity to go fish a lot of, you know, bigger lakes or rivers, you know, around the country. I hear stories from them. So they're always picking up, you know, different tricks, and they pass those along to us just as well. So yeah, I've learned a lot from the kids. And like I said, it's a different environment with fishing. I mean, really any sport, when you've got that coach, athlete, relationship, you know, it's a little bit more laid back, you know, a little bit different than you are in the classroom. So it's always fun to get out there and enjoy the time fishing with the kids. You know, I really look forward to it every year.
All right. I want to tell you too, before I wrap up, because I think you'd be proud of me. So not only today, Mr. Aaron Hart, have I done a bass fishing, well, actually two bass fishing interviews, because I recorded, as we're talking to Mr. Hart on Wednesday, I spoke with Evan Kellett for our Spotlight program about bass fishing, Mr. Hart about bass fishing. I also did an interview today about mushroom hunting. What do you think about that?
Yeah, it's rolling in that time of year, and I guess I've been so busy with everything else, I haven't haven't really thought about it.
The extension expert I talked to said it's going to be a good year for morel mushroom hunting, so you're going to have to make time to get out there and do it.
Gonna have to. It's been a few years since I've gone out and done it, and you know, I know we really love them at my house. My wife's got a great recipe, and anytime we can get them, we love to eat them. So yeah, I'll have to stay on top of that and listen to your interview. And
All right.
You got any tips for me?
No, I know. I asked the guy I was interviewing if he had any tricks of the trade, and he was kind of like Evan Kelly said, "No, I'm not going to tell you." So. So anyway, all right, always great to support these kids in the local school district. They do a lot of different things. It's a neat program, and a proud tradition is the Mercer County High School bass fishing program. Aaron Hart coaching that group. Coach, keep up the good work, and good luck this spring.
All right, thanks, and thanks for your support as always.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com.